אנחנו קוראים בספר
We are reading in the book The Study of the Ten Sfirot Part 1 part, Volume 1 Part 2 We are in Inner Observation Chapter 4 Item 44 Again Volume 1
Item
44
כותרת
The heading, the intensification, the intensification in the desire is bina is regarded as possible because it comes to her from the first substance. It is regarded as not intending. 44. Phase 2, which is bina, is regarded as possible and not intending. Her first substance, which is malchut of her upper one, meaning malchut of chokhmah, which received the new form of phase 2 inside her, meaning through her intensification, from that perspective, this intensification of that desire is regarded as possible. This means that it was possible for her to avoid awakening that desire. She's also regarded as not intending because she is Malchut of Chokhmah and it is filled with her light. For this reason, the yearning does not appear in her. You should understand that any appearance of additional desire that appeared in phase 2 more than in phase 1 is only regarded as possible. In other words, it is the intensification of the desire that she did by the power of the emanated being himself.
Yes, meaning what happened to us in Bina was that what made her overcome, as he says, that the additional revelation of the desire in the second degree over the first one is what's possible, meaning the overcoming of the desire, intensification of the desire beyond the desire himself, meaning it wants to add to what it received previously. Of course, this is all from the discernments that the Creator inserted in her from the first discernment, Bchina Aleph, the first level. But here she can add to it, and so when she works with this adding the increment, it becomes the second phase. Let's move on.
Under 45, the heading is, the light of Chokhmah is sufficient, and she did not have to intensify and draw chasadim. 45. We must ask, but Malchut of Keter, when she became phase one in the Sfira of Chokhmah, also had the same possibility not to take on that new form of the will to receive. Thus, why is phase one regarded as impossible? Indeed, there is a big difference here. Because Malchut of Keter could not emanate the emanated being without it having a will to receive. However, Malchut of Chokhmah, which is the emanated being itself, could be satisfied with her own will to receive, without an awakening with the desire to bestow, which is phase two, and drawing light of chasadim, because the light of chaya is quite sufficient for the emanated being, and he does not need any other addition.
This means that addition, just as Bina, after Keter Chokhmah and Bina, when it adds, that shouldn't be this way. It's not a must. No one forces it. No one puts pressure on her. And what she adds is only a desire called a desire to bestow, which comes of her own account. That's why Bina is called free. And all the qualities of Bina, the forces of Bina, we say that it brings out the created being from the degree of being forced or obligated to a degree of being liberated or free.
Can I ask about that? So where does that desire come to her? Where is it all of a sudden free for her?
She has both. That's a good question. She has both the ability not to want anything. She received everything that exists within the will to receive in Chokhmah. It's filled with the light of Chokhmah, and she can stay that way. Where does she now have a desire to add something of herself from the emanator? When the Creator filling the first discernment, first level, Bechina Aleph, that's what we see his work. He awakens something of himself in her. And this she has to realize, to carry out, to discover. And this is what Bina does. It discovers the degree of Keter in her. Keter is the Creator's degree, its bestowal. And also, in the will to receive, which is in Chokhmah, and in the light of Chokhmah, even though it's entirely the will to receive and the light of Chokhmah that fills the will to receive, but where do they come from? Both the Chokhmah and the light of Chokhmah, they come together from Keter, from the desire to bestow. That's why, nonetheless, in them, what's revealed is a desire to bestow. And that's what obligates Chokhmah, that seemingly is completely unobligated. It calls for the birth of Bina. Give.
Я все-таки немножко не понимаю, о чем здесь идет речь. То есть, с одной стороны, написано.
Nevertheless, I don't really understand what we're talking about here. On one hand, it's written that there was no need to draw the light of Chassidim. So, what did Bina appear for?
The force of Bina doesn't have to be in an obligated way, or it's not a must, but it's because of the root of the Creator that's revealed every place, everywhere. Only because of this root that shows what Bina is missing. What is she missing? The appearance of this root. So now, from Chokhmah, Bina has been created, has been made. The Creator hasn't expressed himself. He didn't reveal himself. He revealed the will to receive that he wanted the created being to have. He revealed the fulfillment, the light of Chokhmah that will fill the will to receive. That's the first phase, Bechina Aleph. Okay, that's what the Creator did. All the rest, basically, there is no other thing. So what are we missing here? The light of Chokhmah is filling the will to receive in the first phase. Everything is nice and good. Is this a final correction? No. There cannot be a correction. There wasn't a corruption yet. With respect to whom is there a feeling that he is filling the will to receive? The will to receive doesn't feel he is missing yet. The Creator can't appear in the Creator being in a way that the Creator being can feel him. There is no Creator and Creator being in this phase one. The phase one can show you a demonstration of the final correction. However, it's not that it attains it, it feels it. It appears like a drop of semen, as if there is a full grown-up that will later grow from it. But in the meantime, it's only a seed. What is the seed missing to be manifested? What's missing is the desire of the upper before the seed to be revealed, to be executed in it. That's why it gives it a push, a force to develop. That's why from the first phase comes the second phase that reveals basically the nature of the root of Keter. It practically discovers it. That I,
the
phase that carries out the image of the Creator, Bina, I don't want to receive. That's the nature of the Creator. All I want is to bestow. For myself, I want nothing. I settle for zero. By me not receiving, I have satisfaction, etc. All these things. Bina is very complicated. All these things appear in the quality of Bina, and that's why from Bina we have development downwards until Bina builds Malchut. And in Malchut, both the force of Keter and all these discernments are collected together and build it in receiving in order to bestow. In a different way, it's incapable of expressing herself. That's why all these things go through Keter, through Bina until Malchut, and Malchut performs the corrections back until it can express Keter inside her.
So this light of Chasadim is kind of like a response to the quality of the Keter?
Yes. Moscow 1.
Как приходит эта стадия? Вот мы ее обнаруживаем.
How does this phase come? We do identify it according to signs of inner feelings that we have, or does it come from the outside?
I want to talk this way now. You'll be confused about how it happens in the Potsufim, in the Olamot, in the worlds, and in us. It's still too early to talk about it. It doesn't happen this way in us. It's good that you think about it, but I can't explain. There's a difference between what you can talk and what you can hear from me. I can't. It doesn't happen in us yet. People and thousands of people will understand it, each according to his way. And that's not good. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Quizá la pregunta es muy básica.
Thank you, Rav. The question is very fundamental, maybe even foolish, but
si la luz directa no cambia, lo que está cambiando es la formación.
Why is it called the four phases of direct light if the light doesn't change? What changes is the will to receive.
Specifically because the light doesn't change and it appears in a direct way from the emanator until the emanated being, that's why it's called a direct light. There's no response yet here that changes the emanator and affects the light that comes from him. That's why it's called the 4 degrees of the direct light. Okay. Santiago.
If we see here that in Binah it gives up the light of Chokhmah, so why is it not called the restriction? So why isn't it called the restriction? If she is giving up the restriction, why isn't it restriction? She does not have a desire to cancel the light of Chokhmah. She just has a desire to bring herself to a new form. She is not resisting reception. She wants to add in the light of Chokhmah herself. The question is very good. Just understand that in order to perform a restriction, there also has to be the will to receive for the light of Chochmah. And here, still, there was no real desire for the light of Chochmah that wasn't there previously. And then the feeling comes called Chochmah. And then there's a resistance to it, which is called the restriction, tzimtzum. That's not there yet. We don't have all the conditions yet to be able to say that there was a restriction here. No, she simply wants to replace one with the other. It's not that she's refusing with all her might to receive the light of Chochmah. Okay.
PT 19.
We can't hear you, Tzvika. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
So Baal HaSulam argues here that there is a big difference because Malachot of Keter couldn't emanate a being without having the will to receive. My question is, Malchut of Keter has to have a will to receive at all?
Every Malchut is the desire to receive. And altogether, all the Sfirot are the desire to receive. The desire to receive through which the light illuminates to the rest of the phases. But certainly, if we're talking about the created beings, we're already talking about the desire to receive that's involved in them. In all kinds of intensities.
I have to understand, what is Malchut of Keter? Just for us to understand.
Malchut in Keter, the Keter is the desire to bestow that's in the creature. And this desire to bestow in the created being has also Malchut. Because who is the desire to bestow? It's also a desire to receive that wants to resemble the light that fills it, which is the bestower.
Now tell me, Rav, please, all this is something we have to start feeling at some point?
Try now, as we're talking, to feel somewhat.
Feel inside?
Yes, to feel, kind of turn yourself more or less a little this way or that way until the upper light begins to appear in you. In all kinds of such ways.
That's called to draw the light that reforms, or is it only...
It's not to draw it, attract it, but we will continue with the text. Please.
So, we're in item 46. The title is, Zeranpin is regarded as impossible because he lacked the light of Chochmah. 46. Phase 3, being Zeranpin, is regarded as impossible and intending. It is impossible because after phase 2 awakened and drew the light of Chasadim, it caused a detainment on the light of Chochmah in the emanated being. The will to bestow is opposite to phase 1, which is the will to receive, where there is light of Chochmah. That light is given the name Chaya, meaning alive or life, because the light of Chochmah is the essential vitality of the Parzuf. For this reason, Malchut of Bina necessarily drew illumination of the light of Chochmah once again into her light of Chasadim. Thus, when Malchut of Bina drew it and created that new form, she emerged from being phase 2 and became phase 3, called Zeranpin.
We can also see something very interesting, that the development of the Sfirot, one from another, causes the fact that in the Sfirot begins to appear a deficiency for certain light, meaning the desire to receive begins to appear within the Sfira. As he says, that the matter of the desire to bestow is opposite the first phase, which is the desire to receive, where the light of Chochmah is. And because the light of Chochmah is the main vitality of the Partsuf, Hence, this light is called Chaya, and accordingly, Malchut of Bina, returned and extended the light of Chokhmah into the light of Chasadim, meaning Malchut of Bina herself actually draws the light of Chokhmah. And why? In truth, because without the light of Chokhmah appearing, there would be no light of Chasadim. Without the light of Chasadim, we won't feel that we're missing the light of Chokhmah here. That we're missing the light of Chokhmah here. And therefore, here we see that how all these things come and are connected together. Where you can't have Chokhmah without Chasadim, and Chasadim without Chokhmah, the desire to receive without the desire to bestow, that all these things are revealed towards the created being. Where the created being will only understand the extent in which these two forces, which actually come, the light of Chokhmah directly from the Creator, and the light of Chasadim come from creation, that the Creator created, as these two things must be intertwined with one another. They have to be connected to one another. There is no Chokhmah without Chasadim. There is no Chasadim without Chokhmah. There cannot be reception without giving. And giving without reception. That's how it is in the created being. This is how it's being revealed here already. If I want to bestow, I must receive. If I'm receiving, I must first think about bestowing. And the control must be in both. And the perfection, wholeness, is revealed when both appear, both Chokhmah and Chasadim, both reception and bestowal. Meaning, already here we see that the end of correction needs to be in combination of the desire to receive and the desire to bestow all the forces and all the lights completing one another. You cannot say that the light of Chokhmah is everything and that it fills all of reality. No. It can fill reality as the reality is the desire to receive and the corrected desire to receive. The corrected desire to receive with the light of Chasadim, and then the light of Chokhmah appears in it, and then there's wholeness, perfection.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Рав. Непонятно. Вот,
Good morning, Rav.
Первой стадии есть кетер.
I don't understand. Bala Salam writes that in the first phase there's both Keter and Malchut. Is there Bina there?
In the first phase, altogether, the upper phase always includes within it all the phases that follow, but in the form of shoresh, in the like a seed, which includes within it the whole tree that will grow later. But as far as the reshimo, the records.
Rav,
if Bina is there already, why does Baal HaSulam write that it's realized, it's the execution of the quality of Bina is her choice? Because in Bina and Keter, it had to be pre-planned that she will refuse to receive the light.
I don't quite understand what you're saying there. Okay, we will understand.
Baal HaSulam writes that Bina...
Correct, but I said about that. It's because it all comes from the Keter. And even though it's Bina, which is Chokhmah, let's say, but at the end of Chokhmah, what can awaken in it? The root which comes from the Keter. And therefore, Chokhmah begets Bina, which is opposite her. Opposite him. Is that clear or not? Tell me.
No. That's clear, but what's not clear is the matter of Bina existing in Keter, and it's pre-planned that she will behave like...
Of course it is.
Like the Bina that will be in Bina, the second phase. So why does Baal HaSulam write that it's Bina's choice? Wasn't it predefined?
Because there's no necessity for it from above. There isn't a deficiency here for the light of Chasadim and for Bina. Okay, you will understand this.
PT19.
Previously you said that the light of Chasadim comes from the Creator, right? That's what they say. Now the light of Chasadim, how is that created at all? It doesn't come from the Creator, the light of Chasadim, right?
The light of Chasadim, just like all the light, comes from the Creator, but in participation of the created being.
Exactly. So how is the light of Chasadim created?
It comes from the Creator, like all fillings, but it's a filling that comes to the vessels of bestowal, meaning to desires that want to resemble the Creator.
That's it. And only then the light of Chasadim is created, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. So what does it mean that the light of Chochmah clothes on the light of Chasadim?
That's what happens later when the desire to receive specifically is prohibited, it's disqualified from being a vessel of reception. And only the desire to bestow, that the created being wants only to be in order to bestow, to resemble the Creator. So how can it bestow to the Creator? How can it resemble Him whatsoever? So He establishes His intention in order to bestow. That's called that He raises from Himself the light of Chasadim. And this light of Chasadim becomes the vessel for the light of Chochmah. All right, where are you?
We're in item 47. Item 47. The title is "The Ranpin is regarded as intending because it had a yearning for Chochmah." 47. We should discern two things in this extension, being phase 3. The first is impossible, meaning she has no other choice because the light of Chaya was absent in the emanated being. The second is intending, for here there is a yearning for the illumination of Chochmah that she extended, because she extended it when she was empty from it, because phase 2 covered the light of Chochmah, and she had only light of Chasadim without Chochmah. For this reason, her Malchut, which extended the illumination of Chochmah, extended it as a yearning called intending. Hence, the phase of Zeranpin is called impossible and intending.
Turkey 2.
Thank you, Ralph. Good morning, friends. My friend is asking, how can we perceive the sensation of each Sephiroth we need to receive? How can we know which Parsuch is in which we need to receive?
It's all in us. It's inside us. But we can't yet feel it. As we develop more and more and begin to come closer and to incorporate from one another, then we begin to be more sensitive to our discernments, to the discernments of others. And then by this we begin to understand more and more what it is to be in our own quality or in incorporation with others and connections between us and what comes out from the friends around us, between us, or which additional sefirot, the building of the additional partsufim, as in each and every action that we want to be in a certain participation from it, we build such partsufim, such new groups, spiritual groups, secondary to us. And this is how we build around us vessels in which we can begin to feel the world, to feel reality. We will find the right good and clear words, better words to explain this. But for the time being, think in that direction. Yes, sir, please.
Item 48. Malchut is regarded as possible because she could have sufficed for the light of for the Chochmah in Zeranpin, and as intending because she had a yearning. 48. Phase 4, being Malchut, is regarded as possible and intending. It is possible because there is already illumination of Chochmah in Zeranpin, meaning in phase 3. Thus, Malchut of Zeranpin does not have to perform this intensification once more in order to draw a greater light of Chochmah than in phase 3. It is regarded as intending because this intensification to draw the light of Chochmah created a yearning. In other words, it is when she does not have light of Chochmah that the yearning appears.
Allah.
Next.
Item 49. The difference between light of Chochmah and illumination of Chochmah. 49. We might ask, since there is illumination of Chochmah in phase 3, which is why phase 4 is regarded as possible, how then does the yearning for light of Chochmah appear in phase 4? You must understand that there is a big difference between the illumination of Chochmah and the light of Chochmah. Illumination of Chochmah means that the self of the degree is the light of Chassadim, but it receives illumination from the light of Chochmah. The light of Chochmah, however, means that the entire self of the light is Chochmah and not Chassadim at all. Illumination of Chochmah is quite sufficient for the vitality of the degree, as it is in phase 3, being Zeranpin. That is why Malchut of Zeranpin, which intensified her desire to draw the light of Chochmah, did not have to have it. It is only that she yearned for the self of the light of Chochmah, which is much higher than the illumination of Chochmah in phase 3. She is considered to be empty of that light of Chochmah with regards to the above light. Hence, it is possible that a yearning for it will awaken in her.
Ken.
Yes.
Queens.
Queens.
Да, дорогой Раф, когда он говорит про вторую стадию, что она свободна, это имеется в виду, что она в состоянии стендбай стоит, как бы хафис хесед, и не хочет ничего для себя, если я правильно понял.
Dear Rav, when he says that it's free, it means it doesn't want to be in hafetz chesed?
Yes.
For Malchut, the fourth phase is ready. Zeranpin has prepared everything. All we need to do is to awaken it.
Also correct. Okay, we are where?
Noon.
For item 50.
50, so let's finish this chapter. It's usually a very difficult chapter for beginners because you can't really go into the discernments that are here. They're still new to a person. But slowly, slowly, this will later clothe more in us. Please.
Item 50. Title. Phase 4 alone is regarded as a vessel for reception because she is possible and intending.
50.
Thus we find that not all desires are regarded as vessels of reception, but only phase 4. That is because the desire is not regarded as reception except under two conditions, possible and intending. This means that there should not be coerced reception and that a yearning to receive will appear there. However, since there is a yearning to receive in phase 3, meaning intending, because the reception is a must, being that it is the necessary vitality, it is not regarded as a vessel of reception. Conversely, although phase 2 does not have to receive, since there is no yearning there, she is not regarded as a vessel for reception. It is all the more so with phase 1, who has neither. For she must receive her light, for it is her vitality. And at the same time, she has no yearning for it. Thus it is certainly a completely faint desire.
Yes, meaning only the fourth phase is the real will to receive for the light that appears from the root, from the shorish, from the keter. And therefore in her, the vessel is completed. Now we need PT13, what's that?
Shalom.
Hello. We learned that with the allegory of Bala Sulam about the rich person who gives everything to his friend, and he asked him, are you missing anything? So he answered, I want to attain it by my own forces. It's as if, I don't know how to ask. It's as if all the gifts, all the abundance is the essence of the light of Chokhmah.
Meaning that the restriction comes not from him missing or having an abundance or a redundancy, but rather the light performs upon that feeling that he receives it from the above. And that's what he performs a restriction upon. It's on that that he doesn't want to receive from the upper light in such a way. Correct?
He wants to be similar to the rich person himself, the one who owns the assets, one who owns the light. He wants to be himself.
Yes, that he even feels already at the second phase. Yes.
So why is there a difference between the light of Chokhmah and the illumination of Chokhmah?
The light of Chokhmah and the illumination of Chokhmah depends on the intensity of the desire to receive. If I have a true desire to receive that wants to receive fully, and it's not important in what way the giver is towards him, and the main thing is that it appears he'll receive it, we're done. That's the will to receive that is doing it. And the illumination of Chokhmah is only what he receives, what he gets. That he can't be receiving more than either due to the lack of vessels or the lack of corrections.
It's as if being the giver, there's an additional that is much stronger than all the pleasures he gives.
Correct. Okay, we will move onwards. I can't in such a way like you're pulling to ask and have answers. PT3, Niv probably, yes?
Yes, thank you. Why is Malchut regarded possible? And aiming, intending. Can we explain item 48?
It's not even 50. You want to bring us back to 48?
Yes, because it's not clear. Why can she settle for the light of Chochmah she had in phase 3? That's why it's possible. It says that she could have settled for the light of Chochmah from Prina Gimen, from the third phase.
Yes, what's the difference between Zeranpin and Malchut?
That she extends the light of Chochmah.
That she herself extends the light of Chochmah.
Why?
Because she felt in the third phase in Zeranpin that that's what's lacking and can be added.
But what is lacking? If he says it's possible, meaning she has this light, why does she add? Does she need to add?
No, she doesn't. A vessel that is half chasadim, half chokhmah is revealed to her, and she wants all chokhmah. This vessel begins to clarify for herself what is precious, what's valuable, and then I decide I want it all chokhmah.
And what is aiming, intending mean? That's the over intensification to the, receive the, all the light of Chochmah?
Yes, intends and aims to the light of Chochmah to receive fully. PT 29.
Thank you, Rav. What's the difference between the yearning for the will to receive that appears in the third phase and the yearning for the will to receive that it's in the fourth phase?
In the third phase, it was done necessarily by the desire to bestow in Bina. And in the fourth phase, it's done due to the choice, the free choice, if you could say it that way, that's in the third phase, that he wants to grow, to resemble with a great desire and fill his desire with the light of Chochmah in a complete way. It's a very big difference. Also, the desire to receive in Zeranpin and the desire to receive in Malchut, it's the desire to receive. But the way they were born, the third phase being born from the desire to bestow of... Yeah, and Pinadar at the fourth phase, from the desire to receive, and wants to extend it even more. It's a big difference.
Thank you.
Okay, we need. Do we have room for the women? Please. Otherwise, it's really neglectful.
Kolman. USA
West 2. If the process that is described from item 44 until 50, does that repeat itself in all the 125 degrees?
This mostly appears in the four phases of direct light and then appears, of course, in all the degrees. But we don't learn that. It's, that which we learn here is just to understand a little more of what happens here between the Sfirot. In the Pertzuf. Otherwise, and we don't go back to this. And even in the relations between the Partsufim and the world, even though they have a root also in the relations of these four phases that we just went through, nevertheless, we do not explain. I just need to add here that what we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah is so that you will continue to extend the upper light that will bestow upon us and give us the quality of bestow. When we awaken the quality of bestow from the upper, we enter the upper light. And when we enter this upper light, we go through these things and learn them practically. And not like now we are reading. He writes to us and we read. And what do we have from that? Actually, to the contrary, as we will advance more and more, the main thing would be to implement this. Then we will see how this happens to us and builds in us these qualities. And then we will learn them more, because now, for the time being, for us it's some science. Yes, just like we learned at school and in all kinds of places, that's how it sounds to us, very distant and kind of artificial, not practical. We will feel how this happens to us. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a practical wisdom. Hence, when we learn, we need to nevertheless just receive from it in reinforcement to the work between us, to coming closer, participate between us, from which we will begin to understand what these qualities are.
Beseda.
USA.
Okay.
USA. Does Malchut of the fourth phase never correct beyond the degree of Bina?
No, all these qualities add to one another, because all in all they expand and expand by the shattering in the vessel of Adam HaRishon, at which point we come to a state in which each is completes itself by the others, and therefore there's no boundary in any phase. Every phase comes to Ein Sof.
Moscow 18 and Mach 15, about 49. What's the difference between the third and the fourth phases? Why is it that in the third phase it was impossible to discover the will to receive as it is in the fourth phase?
Because that's how she receives it from Bina. From Bina mostly comes the light of Chasadim with the illumination of Chochmah. There's a very small light of Chochmah there, which we could say simpler, in a simple way, that it's not enough. It only has a big desire to receive in Zeranpin, whereas compared to that, it extends to Malchut, and there's the intensifying of the big will to receive, and then a great light appears and is drawn. Malchut is built fully in all of its Sefirot.
Mach 21. If there's no Chochmah without Chasadim and Chasadim without Chochmah, so how did it happen that all we have is the will to receive rather than thoughts of bestowal?
There's no Chochmah without Chasadim and no Chasadim without Chochmah. We're already talking about the corrections. But here we are talking about the roots, and there's, for the time being, no corrections, no screen or reflected light. We're just talking about the upper light. Now it expands from Keter to Malchut, just like we learned today. Hence, there's no, you don't have those corrections that you want to hear about already. Wait a little more and there will be, soon. The next chapter you'll see, we will learn. It clarifies the restriction and the screen. And then we start to talk about the created beings, the speaker from the created beings. Yes?
PT 23, about item 44. What is the meaning of the intensification of the desire? Why is this word, the intensification?
The intensification intensifies his desire to receive, so that he can make from his desire the result of bestowal, a manner of bestowal.
Women Hebrew. When Bina lets go of the light of Chochmah, wanting only to bestow, is it because she's had enough of herself? She understands Chochmah is only given to her to understand that bestowal is preferred over reception. Then she can pass on Chochmah and to be free of the will of desire to Chochmah.
We will clarify that. I don't have the possibility now to scrutinize this whole question, but it's correct.
Okay. No. Last question. Okay, New York 4. How are the relations between Bina and Malchut in the tent being built?
That's not for now. That's certainly not for now. Bina, Malchut, and the Ten. The quality of bestowal and the quality of reception. That's what we have for the time being to say. And in them too, we don't understand where this is and where that is. Friends, we need to advance in actions that stand before us. If you have the, you have the possibility to come even closer, then do that and start through this to see how we come closer. What we need to restrict, what we need to open, and in this way, you'll do it.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, sir.
So two announcements before we conclude. This upcoming Friday, the study hall will be open for anyone who wants to take part in the lesson. It's for men 18 years old and older. After the lesson, we're going to have a hummus meal. Please register, and the link we'll send today. The schedule for today is 10 till 10:30. The World with Dr. Michael Lightman about blessings, and 10:30 until 11, Spiritual States with Rav about blessings as well. At this, we conclude.
When we're lost in the dark, so the heart can be found. It teaches how to hear and teaches how to feel and show us how to melt in the flames of your love. Through every face, every voice, every breath, a gift from above. You're the key to open up the heart. You're the song to take us through the dark. Together, there's a voice deep inside, and it's calling us here to the place way above every doubt, every fear. It teaches how to hear and teach us how to feel and show us. Every breath you do from above. You're the key to open up the heart. You're the song to take us through the dark. You're the seal that binds every part. And we're gonna rise together to a vision of your love. And we're gonna rise together. Teach us how to hear and teach us how to feel and show us how to melt in the flames of your love. Through every face, every voice, every breath, a gift from above.